Title: A Little Sound Rag. A Vocal Layer in Ableton Live 12 for Pyrotradido Energy. Intro: Hi, in this advanced drum and bass lesson I'll show you how to build a gritty, Pyrotradido ready rag. A vocal layer in Ableton Live 12. We'll take a short rag, a shout or one shot, keep a clear dry presence for intelligibility, and add a textured vocoder layer with lo-fi grit and rhythmic stutter, so the vocal reads on top of heavy DNB drums. Everything uses live stock devices, Wavitable, Vocoder, EQ8, compressor / glue, saturator, redux, grain delay, utility, and the send / return workflow. What you'll end up with, you'll have a tight rag of vocal layer, short phrases / one shots, with a clean dry path plus a vocoder style texture double, grit and mid-range bite to cut through breaks, rhythmic gating and sparing stutter sync to your drums, parallel routing so clarity and attitude coexist. Prereqs: have a Live 12 set with your drum bus and sub, a rag of vocal clip, and a simple MIDI clip to drive Wavitable. Step 1. Prep the source vocal. Create an audio track called Vocal Dry and drop your rag a clip in. Warp it to project tempo and move transient markers so the syllables land where you want them rhythmically. Add an EQ8 first. High pass at about 9120 Hz to remove mud, a gentle dip around 200-350 Hz if it's masking kick and snare, and a small presence boost at 2.55 kHz if the voice needs clarity, plus 2 to plus 3 dB. Step 2. Make a duplicated performance path for clarity. Duplicate vocal dry into vocal parallel. Keep this copy mostly dry and lightly compressed to preserve intelligibility. Insert a compressor or glue with medium attack 10-20 ms, release 0.2-0.5s, ratio around 3:1, and aim for 3-6 dB of gain reduction to glue the voice. Step 3. Create the vocoder carrier. Create a MIDI track named Vocoder Carrier and load Wavitable. Choose a saw or a stacked saw plus square oscillator, add 2-4 voices of unison and slight to tune for warmth. Set a low pass filter so you keep harmonics, but roll off below -120 Hz and set the amp envelope so the carrier sustains the vocal syllables. Create a simple MIDI clip with sustained notes under each vocal hit. Long quarter notes are a good starting point. The carrier should provide harmonic content, not compete melodically. Step 4. Place and configure the Ableton vocoder. Put Live's vocoder on the vocoder carrier track. In the device header, set sidechain audio from to the vocal dry track, so the vocal becomes the modulator and your Wavitable is the carrier. Start with bands between 40 and 64. Use 40 for more grit, up to 64 for clarity. Set attack around 10-25 ms, and release around 80-180 ms. Begin with dry / wet near 60%, and high pass the vocoder's band output around 80-120 Hz so the carrier doesn't muddy the low end. Confirm you're using the external carrier option since the carrier is Wavitable. Step 5. Improve intelligibility. Modulator chain on vocal dry. Before it hits the vocoder, add EQ8. High pass 90-120 Hz, a boost at 3-6 kHz for consonant presence, and tame sibilance at 6-8 kHz if needed. Add a compressor or glue with a fast attack -5 ms and medium release to even levels. The vocoder tracks spectral and level information, so a consistent modulator helps. If you need essing, use EQ8 or multiband dynamics on that frequency band. The goal is a clean, steady modulator with clear consonants. Step 6. Sculpt the vocoded timbre for Pyrotradido Energy after the vocoder on the vocoder carrier track. Add an EQ8 with a high pass at -100 Hz and a small mid boost around 800-2000 Hz to help it cut through breaks. Add a saturator. Drive roughly 3-6 dB with soft clip for grit. Use redux for bit reduction. Try 8-10 bits and dial and sample rate reduction to taste for lo-fi character, but be careful not to destroy intelligibility. Use utility for small stereo width tweaks. Keep the low chain centered if needed. Add a little grain delay, or a short synced slap delay at low wet 10-25% to add ragger repeats. Step 7. Create rhythmic chops and gate sync to drums. Make a vocal stutter audio track and duplicate short vocal hits into it. Use gate or set up sidechain to auto filter / gate to chop the vocal rhythmically. Set the threshold so only transients pass, or sidechain the gate to the drum bus for a ducking effect. For more modern stutter, use beat repeat on small grids 1/32, 1/16 triggered manually or with an envelope follower. Use these sparingly so you don't sacrifice intelligibility. Step 8. Blend dry, vocoder, and stutter in context. Route the vocal tracks into a group called vocal group. On the group, insert glue compressor for 2-4 dB of gain reduction to bind everything. Then add a touch of saturator, send a little to a short plate or small room reverb, decay around 0.8-1.5 seconds, for pirate radio space. Add a return with vinyl or noise for air/static if you like. Keep the dry parallel vocal a bit higher for intelligibility and the vocoder track lower as texture. Step 9. Final mixing considerations with drums. Lightly sidechain the vocal group to the snare with a compressor. Ratio around 2:1. Fast attack, short release, so the snare snaps through. Use EQ8 in M/S mode to cut low side energy on the vocoder and wet layers. Cut below roughly 180 Hz on the sides. Automate the vocoder dry/wet or grain delay during drops to increase pirate emphasis when you want it. Common mistakes to avoid: don't feed an unprocessed vocal into the vocoder. It gets muddy or unintelligible. Clean and level match the modulator first. Don't use too few vocoder bands. Under -20 bands is often mushy for speech. Aim 30-64 for vocals. Apply heavy lo-fi processing to the textured layer, not the dry intelligible layer, otherwise you'll lose consonants. High low end in the carrier will fight bass, high pass the carrier. Don't max dry/wet on the vocoder. 100% wet loses the natural vocal clarity. Keep carrier notes harmonically compatible with the vocal to avoid tuning clashes. Don't overuse beat repeat/stutter. It kills groove if used constantly. Pro tip: stack 3 carriers, a full spectrum wave-eatable, a low passed sign for sub-glue, and a noise/texture oscillator. Balance them in an instrument rack. Use multiband dynamics on the modulator to treat midrange and sibilance differently for better vocoder articulation. Automate subtle formant shifts with frequency shifter or small pitch moves to add micro phrasing. Keep a parallel transient heavy copy of the vocal under the processing for attack clarity. Automate vocoder bands for performance. Fewer bands for robotic intensity, more for clarity. Use short high passed spring, reverb and tape style delay sends for pirate character. Apply redux and saturator only that section entries for dramatic hits. Mini practice exercise: build a 1-bar raga call and response stab at 174 BPM using an amen break. 1. Warp 1 shout and chop it into 1 shots. 2. Duplicate into dry, vocoder carrier, and stutter tracks. 3. Dry, HP 100 Hz, small boost at 3.5 kHz, glue comp 2:1. 4. Vocoder carrier, wave-eatable saw, vocoder sidechained from dry. Bands 48, attack 15 ms, release 120 ms, saturator drive 4, redux very light around 10 bit. 5. Stutter, beat repeat at 1/16 triggered on the 3rd 16th. 6. Group, compress for -2 to -3 dB, send to small room reverb. 7. Test by muting the vocoder to compare intelligibility, then bring it back in and adjust so it punches with the snare using light sidechaining. Recap: you've built a raga vocal layer with both clarity and texture, clean and compressed modulator feeding a harmonically rich wave-eatable carrier and Ableton vocoder, coupled with parallel dry vocals, lo-fi processing on the textured path, and rhythm via gating and beat repeat. Key ideas: clean the modulator, pick a carrier pitch to the vocal, balance vocoder bands and attack/release. Preserve a dry intelligible layer, and use group processing and sidechain to keep the low end and drums tight. Extra coach notes: practical reminders treat this as layering. Intelligibility, texture, and movement all have their own roles. Keep gain staging. Aim for -12 to -6 dBFS into the vocoder and carrier. Match modulator and carrier levels when testing. Fix phase problems by flipping phase on the vocoder chain or nudging it by a few milliseconds if the combo sounds thin. Envelope followers, multiband tricks, and macro controls are powerful performance tools. Map macro controls for vocoder dry/wet, bands, saturator, and redux for live tweaks. When satisfied, resample or freeze heavy wave-eatable/vocoder chains to save CPU and to build a texture library. Troubleshoot with simple checks. Ensure sidechain routing is correct. Preserve 3/6 kHz for consonants when saturating, and use M/SEQ to keep the wet elements out of the low side. Test on small speakers and headphones to ensure pirate energy translates to radios and phones. Final checklist before bounce: solo the vocal group and listen for consonant clarity and transient relation to the snare. Toggle the vocoder on and off to make sure the dry voice still reads. Mono your mix briefly to check for phase cancellation and verify your sub stay solid. That's it. Use these steps and tips to create multiple raga shot variations, automate vocoder parameters for drama, and resample textures into a vocal bank for fast arrangement work. Good luck, and have fun cutting through those breaks with pirate radio attitude.